All right, let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Tuesday, September 7th, and we're doing this in 50 minutes or less so that you know what is moving the market. With me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marcus. Good morning, everyone.
Okay, am I delayed? Because it was a little bit delayed reaction.
I see that. I guess that it's weird. We weren't delayed before, but now we are a little bit.
We'll see. We'll make it work. We'll make it work. So we had Labor Day, long weekend. Stock markets were closed yesterday on Monday. And let's take a look and see what is happening. I mean, on Friday, we had the unemployment report released. And it came in worse than expected, but markets did not really react to this, right? I mean, I'm switching to a 5-minute chart of the Dow here right now, and was pretty much diddling around. Mark, what do you think?
I agree, Marcus. I mean, this was a shock to me. It was a shock to the markets, but it seemed like traders didn't care, or they just think that it's good news with the Fed. The Fed's gonna just delay the bond tapering and be there for stimulus.
Yeah, I mean, all major indices here didn't do a whole lot on Friday. And so traders had all weekend to digest the news and then think, hey, what are we going to do on Tuesday morning? And traders decided, you know what? We're also diddling around. I mean, right now, I looked at it a few minutes ago and we were going higher into the open. Right now, it seems that we are pretty much flat. I mean, all three major indices here are just pointing to a slightly lower start, might be just around the flat line here, right?
Yeah, and not to make matters worse, but the economic calendar is super light this week. So we thought it was the jobs report that would be moving the market, and that didn't happen. And now there's not much on the calendar.
Yeah, and if you think about it, I mean, over the past few weeks, there were three things that were actually moving the market. So let's just go back here to the charts so that we see what's happening. I'm just bringing up an S&P 500 chart and on a daily chart. So the three things that really traders were focused on is number one, earnings. And you know what? I shouldn't say number one because in no particular order, right? Number two, we were concerned about, jobs. Jobs and inflation, because this would make the Fed make a move or not, right? The bond tapering. And number three, the Delta variant and what is its impact on the economy. Now, earnings, we're done, right? Jobs and inflation, the big jobs report is out of the way. Jackson Hole is out of the way. So we're pretty much done. So what can we focus on? Delta variant. Okay, so it seems that this is what's happening right now, where traders are saying, okay, where are the news? Where are the news?
Yeah, and speaking of the Delta variant, I did see that Goldman Sachs lowered its expectations for the economy this year because of the Delta variant and also fading fiscal stimulus. They see 5.7% annual growth for 2021. Below the 6.2% expectation. So some analysts are chiming in saying that the Delta variant could be a bigger issue now. Morgan Stanley also saying that they see a bumpy September, October, even though we don't see it yet.
I mean, it's typical that we have a bumpy September and October. We should actually take a look at this of what happened last year. So if you're going back to a weekly chart on the S&P 500, and we look at September and October, last year, so I'm just zooming in, this year is pretty much September and October. And this September and October 2020. So this is what happened last year. We had this this little dip here. I mean, we almost, especially in the NASDAQ, we went into correction territory. And correction territory is when we're down 10% or more. For the S&P, not quite, but it was definitely bumpy. And we could see this again, right?
It would be a normal move, not only for September, October, but just for the markets after this crazy drift higher without much of a dip.
Right. All right. Hey, but I think the big news this week is in Bitcoin. Did you see what's happening tomorrow? All right, let's talk about this.
Is it tomorrow?
I thought so. Or is
I'm
it today?
checking.
Okay, so
I thought
anyhow,
it was today.
while you're looking, so El Salvador is making Bitcoin a legal tender. And he actually, the president tweeted yesterday that the country has purchased a total of 400 Bitcoins. And I mean, at a price of what, 50,000, something like this, that's a pretty good chunk. And so he made this announcement 3 months ago at Miami's Bitcoin conference and say, you know what, we are accepting this. And here is why. I mean, there's a reason for this. 25% of the money that is coming into El Salvador is coming in from expats who are working somewhere else and sending money back into into their country. So this is where they said we want to make it easier. Now, citizens will be able to download a digital wallet and then they receive $30 in Bitcoin. I'm wondering, $30 in Bitcoin? How much is this in Bitcoin? 0.0001 or something like this? I mean, I would have to break out the calculator here. But it's kind of big news for Bitcoin because El Salvador is the first country in the world who is accepting it as a legal currency.
Yeah, and it goes into effect today. It will become legal tender today at 5 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, now here's really the crazy thing. So there's a Reddit forum in Brazil, and it has more than 3 million users. And we know that 3 million users. So that Reddit has been moving the markets recently. And they say, hey, you know what? Since everybody in El Salvador receives $30 in Bitcoin, how about we now also buy another $30 of Bitcoin times 3 million users? So this is what, like $90 million. So it's not they don't really say we don't expect it to be a big jump because, I mean, the market capitalization of Bitcoin is how much, like 2 trillion or something like this, or just shy of 2 trillion. Yeah, but they say, hey, it would be cool to show support. So we will see, because this is supposed to happen today, isn't it?
Yep. So the coordinated effort to buy Bitcoin, we'll see if that happens. I think they were saying around the same time. But if you look at Bitcoin, Marcus, it's interesting because compared to the other cryptos right now, Bitcoin, is up. Actually, it
Bitcoin is
dropped a
up.
little bit. I'm sorry, I was looking at Bitcoin futures.
Yeah, Bitcoin is down here. I mean, all cryptocurrencies today are down. If you look at Bitcoin, if you look at Dogecoin, down 7% today, and Ethereum down 4% today. So, I mean, is this again a buy the rumor, sell the facts? It almost seems this way, right? Because it goes into effect and nobody cares. Is it because El Salvador is too small of a country to really make an impact? Is everybody waiting for one of the bigger countries to say, okay, it is now, who knows, right? I mean, this is where we go back to trade what you see, not what you think. But yeah, this is the big news. I think it's big news. And I'm really surprised that Bitcoin is going down here.
Yeah, it could be a little bit of the buy the rumor, sell the fact. When I first looked at it, I have Bitcoin futures up, which aren't open, I guess. And so I was thinking, oh, they're the only ones up, but not the case.
Yeah.
Everybody's down right now.
All right, let's talk about a few individual stocks and what's happening. What did you see this morning? Who's moving the market? Who's making some headlines?
Boeing's down a little bit.
Boeing. Yeah, I saw that.
I'm surprised that they're not doing more. So maybe this isn't as big of a deal. That at least according to traders, there were two concerns here. A Wall Street Journal report said deliveries for the 787 Dreamliner will be delayed even longer. So that's not good news. But also, Ryanair, one of Boeing's biggest customers, ended talks to purchase 10 737 MAX jets over a dispute in prices. So two things that Boeing investors don't want to hear, but only down a little bit.
Plus, I mean, the 737 MAX, it's a pretty pricey plane. I mean, this is where we were talking about tens of billions of dollars in lost revenue here for Boeing. So it's really not a big one. And Ryanair is not very well known here in the US, but in Europe, they are big. They're really big. And you see, especially in Europe, they have other choices. I mean, we know that there's Airbus, and they're probably right now talking to Airbus. And but Boeing is shrugging it off. And again, keep in mind that Boeing, the airplane business, is just part of their business. They're also in the space exploration business. And of course, they're also in the defense business, right? So they have big defense contracts. Maybe this is why they're shaking it off, but I agree. I would have expected a bigger dip here, but Boeing is hanging in there.
True.
What else?
I also saw that some pharmaceutical companies were downgraded by Morgan Stanley, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Amgen, with Morgan Stanley saying that there's limited upside for those companies. It looks like Merck and Johnson & Johnson are down just slightly. Amgen taking the biggest hit right now.
Yeah. I mean, this is what we have going on right now. We almost have a little bit of a war going on here, because also today, Moderna, mRNA, is slightly lower, 1.6%, after Dr. Fauci, the White House chief medical advisor, said, you know what, we're going to start with these booster shots, but we're going to start with the Pfizer and BioNTech COVID vaccine here. So Pfizer and BioNTech, BNTX, BNTX is slightly down this morning. That's surprising. Okay, so Pfizer slightly up, but again, this is buy the rumor, sell the facts. We kind of knew this, that they will be the first, but now there's a definitive date. So he says that the rollout, the booster rollout is scheduled for September 20th. So in just a couple of weeks from now. And but Moderna will follow shortly thereafter. But this has been moving a little bit the markets here this morning, or these stocks.
Yep. Another one, Match Group, the online dating company, is going to be added to the S&P 500, and they're up 9% today.
Wow, that is big news for them. And they are trading now around all-time highs, as we can see here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, big jump to 162. The high was 174, so they could possibly crack it this week. We'll see.
Yeah, they're replacing Perigo company, PRGO. And last I looked, they're not down too much.
Yeah. Are they doing beverage? Is this the sparkling water?
No. They're health.
Oh, it's health technology.
Yeah.
Well, what is the sparkling water called that you get at the Italian restaurants?
Perrier.
Oh, Perrier. It's probably French, right? Oh, dear Lord. Okay. So we have to cut this out somehow. Okay. Let's see. What else is moving?
Spotify. Spot.
Oh, Spot. Yeah, I saw that. Whoa. Not bad at all. So pretty good jump here, 4%. What's happening?
So they received an upgrade from an analyst. It was KeyBank. They upgraded the company from equal weight to overweight. So getting a nice little boost pre-market with an analyst upgrade.
KeyBank. Have you ever heard of KeyBank?
You know what? I don't know too many of the analysts other than the big names. And I would agree that KeyBank, right? I like, probably for someone who knows analysts, they're big, but I don't know.
It seems so, because 4% is a pretty good jump here for Spotify. I think it's more that somebody looked into this and they say, hey, they're growing their user base faster than their peers. So that's probably, that's good, because we know that this has been a big deal. What will happen here going forward? Okay. Hey, anyhow, we will trade live with our mastermind right now. If you would like to know how exactly we're trading the markets, we'll have a few videos popping up right now about the wheel strategy and the PowerX strategy. And that's what we'll do right now. Take a look at some opportunities according to the PowerX strategy and then also the wheel strategy, and see what we can trade today live. So take a look at these videos, and we will see you in the next stock market update.
Happy trading, everybody.